As a New Yorker, like, I've traveled to places. You ever travel to some place and everything closes at 9 o'clock? I was at a hotel and I got there at like 11 o'clock at night and I said, hey, what's open to eat? And they were like, everything closes at 9 o'clock. And I was like, vampires, right? That could be the only logical explanation as to why there is not one pizza joint that is open right now. And here's the thing, as a New Yorker, I travel a lot more now, and like the more I travel, the more I'm starting to see New York a little differently, and I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, you travel outside of New York, you start to pick up on things. Like, that first day back is rough. I get back, I get off my flight, I look around, I'm like, ah. It is kind of nasty. I don't want to feel that way about my city, man. But I go to other places and I'm like, there's no trash around your trees. Where do you guys keep your trash? In bins? That's disgusting. I don't touch my trash. And it's happening more often now because I'm traveling more, and which is so expensive, by the way. Like, if you're buying flights, it's ridiculous. I'm going to Wisconsin, $700. That's what I said, $50 at the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should pay me to get on that flight. Like, why? What cheese enthusiast is ruining this for the rest of us? Thought it was ridiculous. I checked every airline because that's what you do, right? I was like, I must be hallucinating. This can't. Even Spirit, I ain't got no shame. Like, all of them. If you look at Spirit Airlines, you are in a financial situation, right? That I feel like anybody can relate to. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just an airline. It defines an economic era of our lives and should be respected as such. And it's always a bad choice. Look, Spirit is always a bad... I'll hit you with the double negative. It's never not a bad choice. You know it is. You know it's a bad choice because you see the price right there and you still got to talk yourself into that flight. Because I saw the price. I was like, whoo! $27. That's less... Less than I thought. I started giving myself reasons. I was like, come on now, nobody's hijacking a Spirit plane. Like, you're safe. Even if someone did, every passenger on that flight would be like, you thought you was the only one that bought a gun? Like, you really thought, it's a Spirit Airlines, sir. Knuck if you buck, Hans Gruber. It doesn't matter where I go, as soon as people find out that I'm a New Yorker, they feel compelled to tell me how they feel about New York. Right? Like, I don't ask. But they always tell me, and it's usually some cliche thing, you know, they'll be like, New Yorkers are mean. And here's the thing, we're not mean, we're aggressively kind. Right? We're very misunderstood. I always tell people, get lost in New York City, the first person that will help you is a New Yorker. Guaranteed. Guaranteed, because we can't stand lost-looking people. Like, we... we hate your lost-looking faces. I'm not even gonna lie to you. We see them, at the, like, right at the subway map, just like... Is it uptown? Is it downtown? What's midtown? Literally, the middle. I just picture them, like, panicked at the map, and then, like, out of the darkness, they hear a voice. Where are you trying to go? That is one word in New York City. Where are you trying to go? No breaks. You've been looking at the map for 5 minutes. Where are you trying to go? I'm trying to help you get out of my way. You've been in my way 5 minutes. Look at this map. Such a wild thing, man. And people in New York, like, here's the thing about New York City. Like, if you have a bad time in New York City, I feel like that's because you didn't know the rules before you got here. You gotta know the rules before you get here, man. Every city has rules, right? And one of the cardinal rules of New York City, mind your business. It should say that when you land in New York. Welcome to New York, mind your business. Right? That's what forget about it means. It means forget what you just saw. Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what happens in New York never happened. Why are you snitching? Like, why? Why would you say anything? I had to teach my husband this lesson. My husband is a white boy from the Midwest. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm a Puerto Rican girl from the South Bronx, man. Like, I know we got Puerto Ricans here. Hey. Yeah. What up, probably my cousins? I'm just saying, let's do a 23andMe later. It'd get weird. That's the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. As a Puerto Rican girl from the South Bronx, I didn't think I could bag a white boy from the Midwest. I thought I was too aggressive. Because I don't know how to soft flirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know how some girls can, like, really cute flirt? Not me. I'm New York aggressive with it. I'd be like, yo, I like you, son. You trying to do this? Hey, yo, you trying to smash? Turns out he liked it. He was like, I'm scared. I'm gonna follow her. But I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Moving from the Midwest to New York, what a culture shock. I couldn't start him in the South Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't. That's not a starter borough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... Right? We don't start people in the Bronx. We end them. Don't shoot the messenger. Although we do, we shoot the messenger. Nobody getting messages. But we found a nice starter borough, Astoria, Queens. Great starter borough, right? We moved there, man. I showed them all the artisan coffee shops. I was like, look, your people did that. We moved to this nice, quiet neighborhood, or so we thought, till one day we were driving around and a fight broke out in the middle of the street. Two grown men started beating the crap out of each other. And my sweet Midwestern husband was like, oh no. I should do something. I was like, if you don't roll up your window right now, I'll fist fight you myself. I was like, what you gonna do, Captain America? You gonna fight two grown men? You have psoriatic arthritis. Take a seat. I'll tell you what's about to happen. I'm about to watch you get jumped. That's what's about to happen. And I'm gonna watch because I know how to mind my business. I already learned. This is your lesson, baby, not mine. It wasn't like that when we first got to the neighborhood. When we first got to the neighborhood, the hottest beef on the block were two businesses that were at war with each other. It was a health food store and a bagel shop. And the health food store started selling bagels. That's what I said. Here's the thing. They could have sold their bagels in secret. That would have been the respectable thing to do. But they put out a sign. Right, and the sign said, we sell organic bagels. So the bagel shop put out a sign. And their sign said, there's no such thing as organic bagels. I saw that, I was like, the block is hot. It's hot in these streets. Ugh. My favorite thing is like, people still, no matter how crazy it is in New York, people still want to come to New York. They still want to come. People dream of coming to New York. They always tell me it's my dream of going to New York City. And like, and we know why. New Yorkers, we know why. You want something crazy to happen. You want to see something wild. You want your weird New York story. I always tell them, come. It'll happen. We aim to please. The homeless will always provide. I'm sorry, the unhoused. Cupcake? Cupcake? I don't know. I realized that that's our PC term now, is unhoused. And look, I was an English major in college. I'm down to play with language. Let's do this. But we can talk about unhoused, can't we? It's goofy. I'll tell you why. Number one, that's the same word. You can't convince me otherwise. I have a thesaurus. You ain't gonna lie to me. And two, it sounds worse, right? Homelessness sounds like a situation that could not have been prevented. Unhoused sounds like somebody just rolled up on them and was like, I'll be taking this. And no more house for you. The second I heard it, I was like, what an elitist, privileged way of describing a situation, right? Right, you can hear it right away. Did you hear about Janice? She was recently unhoused. That's the kind of word that is only used to make the speaker of said word feel better about acknowledging a situation they know nothing about. It just makes them uncomfortable to acknowledge it, so they created a word as a buffer, but there's no progress in that word. There is no help in that word. And if you've ever lived in that situation, then there are a bunch of words you would have used instead of that word. Like, I was shocked. There was like, nobody thought of nomad. That's my first choice. Can you imagine you roll up on a homeless person? What up, my nomadic brother? Way to stay off the grid, man. I, too, am anti-establishment. Some of the words, honestly, some of the changes, I'm okay with. You know what I mean? Some of the changes I think are pretty brilliant. I know a lot of people are upset with all the PC language, but I find it kind of entertaining. Like, did you know on social media now, they're calling smoking weed gardening. I love it. Oh, it makes me sound so much more productive. I've been gardening all day. Gardening helps me deal with people. You know, it doesn't matter how crazy New York gets, it's still a vibe. It's still a city that has its energy. Man, when you think about it, even when COVID hit, we were the epicenter. Even COVID came through like, oh, New York is lit. COVID was like, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. Lived its best life. I remember when they released us. From COVID captivity. We got rid of that 6 feet of personal space day one. Day one, it was gone, man. We couldn't wait. I know, because I got on the subway, and within 2 seconds, I had a guy this close. Right in my face like that. I was like, sir, we're the only two people on this train. I feel like there's a lot of options you're not taking. But where are you trying to go? I thought he was lost for like a second. Maybe he thought I was the map.